So what's at the heart of this, now that we have mocked it completely?
It's been my observation that our animals that are more connected than we are have more epileptic episodes during the moon phases. And we see more animals that are hit by cars during the moon phases. And we wonder if that's reality or if it's our imaginations.
But what we want to say to you, as you give us your evidence, and people in the audience, anyone who's listening in, would say, when the evidence is there to these things, why not, Abraham, just admit it? Why not just admit that this is what's going on? And we say, the reason that we do not subscribe to those kinds of things is because it is putting you in a position then of being affected by something that need not affect you. You need not be affected. In other words, if it were true, then all of the animals should be affected. And if some of them are and some of them aren't, then we say there's something else going on. And we would be looking in other places than things like that. Certainly, there are many things that are happening around you. You are affected by gravity. You are affected by the moon cycle. You know that even your tides are about that, the way your ocean is responding. But we want you to give your attention to this vibrational alignment between you and you, and when you do, you will ride the seas more effectively. In other words, but when you look specifically at something and you see it as something that is outside of your control, anytime you say, there is this thing that is happening, it is what our complaint is. We don't really complain, but it's why we don't get all wrapped up and excited about the astrology that so many people are wanting to talk about. Because we know your facility to be deliberate creators. And anytime you give your power over to anything else, it's contradictory to who you really are. From your broader non-physical perspective, you saw this time-space reality as ready for you, and you saw it as stable, and it is. And so we're just encouraging you to direct your thoughts into ideas of stability. Have you personally had a pet that was negatively impacted by the moon cycle?
Not my own pet, but I've seen, I'm a veterinarian.
Yes.
And I have had, we have a number of individuals that are epileptic.
Yes.
And their seizuring episodes occur around the moon phases. And because we're made up of so much stuff that is like our oceans, I wondered if there wasn't a connection between the makeup of a body as opposed to the makeup of the oceans, which are so affected by the moon.
Well, we would follow along with that if you were sloshing around more in your body, but we would not put too much upon that. And you have the opportunity, if you are interacting with these animals and with their owners, look for some other evidences. In other words, let the root of their discord be a vibrational root that you are looking for. Because people want to, and it is what we were sort of talking about relative to the astrology, it is a very normal thing. As I stand here, and I want to be over there, but I'm over here. And I see other people who seem to have easily made it over there, and I'm still over here. It is a natural thing to begin explaining why I'm not over here. Why I'm not over there. I'm over here because. And people get very creative about why they are over here instead of over there. And what we've noticed in that effort to explain why they're not over there, what they do is they just hold themselves over here where they don't want to be longer as they validate all of the reasons that they are still over here. In other words, anytime you're rationalizing or justifying, you're pointed upstream without exception. And so instead of being quick to look for some pat answer about things, my child is wetting the bed because of the way the moon is in the sky, we would say, look for a vibrational reason. And as you look for the vibrational alignment between, in other words, how's the child feeling? What is the mood of the